Studying the nature of consumers is literally big business. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Gad Saad, professor of marketing at Concordia University, outlines the psychological components of consumerism.
Are consumers born or made? The truth is that we are an inextricable mix of our biology and environment. However, in the great majority of the social sciences, and in particular within the fields of consumer behavior and marketing, the role of evolution and our biological heritage has largely been ignored. Over the past 15 plus years, I have sought to systematically Darwinize the study of our consumatory nature. I argue that much of our consumer choices could be mapped onto four key Darwinian drives: survival, mating, kin selection, and reciprocal altruism. Three examples from my research stream might clarify some of these concepts. I've shown that men's testosterone levels increase when they engage in an act of conspicuous consumption, such as driving a Porsche. The Porsche, in this case, is akin to the peacock's tail, as it serves as an honest signal of a man's likely social status. Switching to women, I've documented their greater proclivity to beautify themselves when in the ovulatory phase of their menstrual cycles. I've also conducted research on how genetic lineage affects people's gift-giving behaviors. Specifically, gift expenditures are correlated to the genetic relatedness and genetic assuredness between givers and recipients. Each of the latter examples would have been impossible to discover without the illuminating lens of evolutionary psychology. Homo consumericus, as I call it, is a product of the same evolutionary forces that shape all living organisms.
That was Gad Saad of Concordia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
God forgive the passengers if we should fail to find a penny fountain or a half-off sail.